Unit 5. Have you got anything for us to do? A. Let's read. Tom was seriously ill. He needed more than 10,000 yuan to have an operation. His father had died. His mother worked as a street cleaner. And Tom's brother was still at school. Their life was not rich. Tom's mother was worrying about the money for Tom's operation. Peter heard this. He told Anne and Sue about it. Tom is seriously ill. He needs a lot of money to have an operation, he said.
But we haven't got so much money,
Sue said.
We can do jobs for people and earn some money to help him,
Anne said. That's a good idea. I'll begin from the neighbors, Peter said. He knocked on a neighbor's door. Have you got any jobs for me to do? He asked Mrs. Wang.
That's very kind of you, Peter, she said. There are some windows for you to clean.
Peter worked hard for over an hour. He cleaned the windows very well. His neighbor was pleased.
Thank you, Peter,
she said.
You're a very good boy. Here's an apple for you to eat.
Peter did jobs for several people in his block of flats. At the end of the day, he had an apple, two oranges, a cake, a bottle of Coca-Cola, and some old magazines. He had no money at all. I don't think much of your idea, he told Anne that evening. I've done jobs for people all day, but I haven't earned any money.
Why didn't you ask them for money?
Anne asked. I was too shy, Peter said.
Please come and work with us tomorrow,
Anne said.
I'm not shy. Let me do all the talking.
The next morning, they went to a restaurant.
Good morning,
Anne said.
We are doing jobs to earn money to help our sick classmates. Have you got anything for us to do?
The owner of the restaurant had lots of things for them to do. At the end of the day, they had over 100 yuan. Words and expressions.
Seriously. Ill. Be seriously ill. Operation. Die. Died. Died. Dying. Work as cleaner, earn some money, knock at the door, shy, tidy, cherry.
Unit 6. If the weather's fine, I'll see you tomorrow. A. Let's read. Sue's uncle owned a small delivery business. He had a part-time job for Sue to do. She told all her friends about the job, and she went to the office on Saturday. If you do well, you can work for me every Saturday, he promised.
That's great. What do I have to do?
Sue asked. I'm going to go out to deliver some packages. So there won't be anyone in the office. You have to take my telephone calls.
That seems very easy,
Sue said. Good, said her uncle. This pad is for you to write my messages on. If the traffic's okay, I'll be back at 1 o'clock. Sue waved him goodbye. She was very busy all morning. The phone rang continually. She wrote down every message on the message pad until the pad was full. At 1 o'clock, Sue's uncle came back. He looked at some of the messages and became very angry.
What does this mean? If the weather's fine, I'll see you tomorrow, Mary. This message isn't for me. I don't know a Mary.
He read another note.
And this message isn't for me either. If we can book the court, we'll play tennis tomorrow. I don't play tennis. And what's this? Please lend me your homework book. I haven't got any homework. In fact, half of these messages don't belong to me.
What did Sue do wrong? F. A rhyme. If you want to be wealthy, practice economy. If you want to be healthy, don't be angry. If you want to be wise, sleep early and rise early. Words and expressions.
Deliver. Delivery. Part-time. A part-time job. Pad. If. Package. Easy. Okay. Continually. Either. Court. Book the court. Severely. Heat. Burn. Burned. Burned. Wealthy. Practice economy.